T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, so I found this article, and apparently there's this new bedroom trend that is saving couples' marriages. It sounds very exciting when I say it that way, but yeah, it's not as exciting as it sounds. So people are now looking, when they're buying new houses, they're looking for homes with an extra bedroom. And it's not because they have a kid or they're going to have a kid. It's because couples are sleeping apart. They're sleeping in their own rooms, to the point where, like, the man is creating his own room. You know, maybe it's sports themed, or he can decorate it however he wants. And the woman can decorate her room the way she wants it. And they're sleeping separately. And I saw this and I wanted to get your guys' opinion on it, because it's something I don't love, but it is something that is happening in my house right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Look, I think my wife would be all for that because of my snoring.
Yes.
But other than that, or maybe even farting. But seriously, I don't think she would have a problem with that. She probably would encourage it.
Well, and that's another reason why some couples are doing it, is because they do want to get good quality sleep at night. And if you have a spouse that snores, or I guess farts, or, you know, is a blanket hog, or likes the room really hot or cold, you know, if you sleep somewhere else, you can kind of have everything the way you want it. And that's what's going on. So during the weeks now, like the weekdays, my husband sleeps in the guest room. And it's not like something we're like, oh, this, we're sleeping apart. But I go to bed insanely early. Like, I'm upstairs getting ready for bed by 9 o'clock some days, almost most days during the week. It's not that I go to bed that early, but I'm up there,
right,
like, you know,
going through the
teeth brushing, yeah, the face washing, the pajamas, you know, like doing all of that stuff.
Wow.
And then looking over that's when I can read some of my news articles. You know what I mean? Like, that's when I can kind of peruse and read some things and get ready for the next day. And my husband stays up super late. He likes to watch TV while he goes to bed. I don't. He likes the fan on. I don't. I like it very dark. He doesn't really care. You know, so it's like, and I get up so early too. So it's, I don't love it, but it is kind of, I can,
it does
I'm
make
starting
it,
to see, you know, the advantages. Yes.
It does make sense. Not that there's that much spontaneity anymore anyway, when you've been married for a real long time, but it kind of like, all right, hon, my place or your place tonight, you know?
Or is there a room in the middle where you have the rendezvous?
I mean, that's the one thing where, if you're in the same bed, you can just roll over and say, ooh, boy, let's go, you know?
Yeah. If you're not in the same room, you got no chance.
Go. You could just walk across the hall and, like, you know, knock on the door, and you can be, honey, you know, like.
If it's locked, you know the answer.
Exactly. Nope, no. Not tonight. All right,
it took
fine.
It took enough convincing for me just to move to a king size bed.
I know.
I don't think I could get to a.
Makes no sense to me. You're a big guy.
I know.
Guy.
That shocked me.
But I guess I'm gonna go all.
You like your snuggle time?
Get your puke bags ready. I like my cuddle time.
248-539-9797 is the telephone number. The ticket text. How do you feel about the separate bedrooms? You think that's a plus for your marriage or your relationship, or do you think it's not very good? I think it's, as you get older, I think it's fine. I don't know, when you're first married, I you know, just like everything else, you do more of a lot of things. But if you can afford the extra bedroom, you know, why not? Especially, you know, when you do have, Heather, you bring up a good point, the different hours. I like to fall asleep with the TV on. So and my wife sometimes wants to watch TV when I'm sleeping already. So that would wake me up. It's weird. If the TV's on, we both can fall asleep. But if she's sleeping and then I come into the bedroom after her and then I turn on the TV,
it wakes her up.
It wakes her up.
Yep.
And vice versa.
Yeah. I think it's the There's just a give and take. Like I will fall asleep with the TV on. But if it's something that, you know, that I don't like, it takes me a while to fall asleep. And so that's my give. And I get up at, you know, 3:45 in the morning, and my, you know, if my alarm goes off, it obviously wakes up my wife. That's her give. She has the ability to go back to bed, but
right.
You know, it's just always a give and take, and I just don't want to. I don't want to be in a different room.
That I feel the same way as you, John, or I felt. I guess my feelings are changing because I actually sleep better when I know my husband is in the room with me. Like it's a comforting feeling to know he's right there. Like I enjoy that feeling. So when he first started sleeping in the guest room, I didn't sleep as well because he wasn't there.
Yeah.
But now I'm really getting used to the routine. But I did ask him last night. I was like, will you sleep with me tonight? Like, please come to bed with me. So he did sleep with me last night. But yes, I woke him up this morning because I have to turn the lights on. I've got to see what I'm doing and, you know, use the bathroom. So I woke him up.
Is he still working from home?
Yeah, his job is always from home. Yeah,
oh, I mean, he's got it
despite
made.
The pandemic. Yeah, yeah,
staying up late all the time.
Uh huh. Wow. His schedule. I mean, he doesn't. He's not awake yet. He's still.
Oh my! I don't. I can't tell you the last time I slept till 8:15.
Hey, you know,
every Saturday.
No, I can't. I don't know when I did either. But maybe we should go with if you do the separate rooms, you got to have the Aaron Donald boom boom room.
Yeah, yes, we have to designate another area, the boom boom room.
And the other thing is, like, our dog was dogs, unfortunately, but it was both of them, now just one, slept in our bed. So having another place to go would definitely not crowd me as much as it is with the dog in the bed. But, you know what? I have a feeling that's going to happen in my life within the next year or two. Separate beds.
It's not as bad as it seems.
No, I don't think so.
Although have you
I think
picked out your room?
No, we
in there's so many to pick from. Isn't there like 20 or something?
There's one room.
That is a view.
We do have a guest room.
We do moat overhang.
Yes, exactly. Our telephone number is 248-539-9797. Heather's topic got some interesting texts, including one that I think is really mean, and I don't think Heather will really appreciate. But I'll read it anyway. Last.
Do it.
Okay. First of all, John and Westland, we're talking about, you know, sleeping in separate bedrooms for a variety of reasons when you're married. I've been in the mattress business for 20 years. Sleeping in separate rooms is not new, and statistically, it's been known that the happiest couples sleep in separate rooms. It's all about eliminating disturbances to your sleep experience. It's from a mattress salesman.
He just wants to sell another mattress.
Well, he might.
Come on, consider the source.
Yeah, I'm going out of town. I think my wife wants it. We've had the same mattress for 25 years. So I think.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It's time.
Yeah.
It's time 15 years ago.
Yeah, probably.
Well, it only happens once a week.
Yeah, well, exactly. Well, her, it's the back issue. See, I can sleep on a bed of nails, I think. I don't care. I can sleep on the floor. My wife and I have been sleeping apart for 10 years. Typically, I go to bed between 7 and 8. And she likes to stay up watching TV. I like a fan. She doesn't. So it just works better.
Ooh, the fan is, I do not like, I like a silent room. I like the windows open. And my wife likes the fan. So we obviously go with the fan.
I have to have one or obviously. Some sort of noise. And it happened because we had our oldest son, Connor, when he was a baby, had a sound machine to sleep and had the ocean and we could hear it. And I got hooked on it. So I got to have some sort of sound.
Wow. I'm with you, too. I need the sound, but I don't like the fan.
Yeah.
I don't either. They went out of business. I suggested separate bedrooms to my wife because I go to bed much earlier than she does. She gave the guest bedroom to one of our daughters. My two were sharing a room. Now I just have twice the kids' mess to deal with. That's from John in Kalamazoo. Frank in Clarkston says, my wife just sent this to me because I use my CPAP machine instead of sleeping in our guest room. Quote, I slept great. You were peaceful and quiet as a mouse. Thank you. Well, if you need the CPAP machine, obviously.
Yeah.
But you can still do that in the other room. Heather, why not just get separate houses? It's ridiculous. I hate to say this, but I see divorce in your future.
Oh, gosh.
Come on.
I definitely don't see that. You know nothing about my relationship, but I'll take a separate house. Sure. Yes, let's do it.
Where would you like your second residence to be, Heather?
I mean, it can be right next door to this house, but no, I'll take a second house anywhere. Sure. Mm-hmm. I'll go away for a little while.
Of course, that's from unnamed texter.
Right. Yes.
Ooh.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.